1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everyone. Luke's late to this recording.
Come on, Luke. Come in. Sit down.
Hello, I'm here.
Don't worry, I've got your mic.
Let me get my headphones on. I'm here. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Party of Apes. I was not. I was running late. A lot of traffic, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Is your time more important than our time?
Our time being Party of Apes, the improv comedy group from the Central Coast of Australia.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, Luke, who is late.
Luke, we call him.
My name's Luke. I was right on time. I'm just like a wizard. Just like Gandalf. Never late nor early.
This is incorrect. I've never seen you fight a Balrog or do any form of magic.
That's true.
So you were not a Maia. You were not one of the original angels.
You're getting all geeky on me.
Just so everyone
in the way of a wizard that he's never late or early.
Just so everyone knows that voice was... who we call Swift Scott. Late Luke, Swift Scott.
Go on.
I'm not good at improv. What do we always call you?
We always call me.
Girly Gabby.
I guess so. And I am Magnificent Matt.
And together we're part of
Apes. Incredible, sexy host. That's me. Hello.
We are an improv group. We every week bring you a podcast where we talk for maybe 10 to 15 minutes and then we do a radio play based off that. We do have a live show coming up. Want to get this out of the way. 23rd of March. If you go onto our socials, you can book tickets. Use the code APES with an exclamation mark and a capital A to get $20 tickets.
Whoa.
Or if you want double price tickets, you use the code CHIMPS. Capital C with a question mark at the end, and it gives you $50 tickets.
It's actually a real code.
Go online, have a look.
That's amazing. It is a real thing.
I love
that. That's awesome. So that's out of the way. Now let's get to the show and let's keep talking about how Luke was late.
I was right on time because now look what's happened. A bit of drama at the start of the podcast.
Yeah, but we were on time and you were late though.
Do you do things like that in your life normally? You just purposely mess things up to inject drama just because you're like, you know, people's lives aren't stressful enough.
You don't need to mess it up per se. You just need to like as simple as be late.
Just enough so you can justify your gaslighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's not gaslighting.
Hang on, wait.
This is not gaslighting.
A year ago, were you driving on the M1 at around 7 a.m. in the morning and cut me off so I had a life-changing car accident? Was that you, Luke?
Just to cause drama.
Just to cause a bit of drama in my life.
I was running late. I need to go fast. No, I would never have done such a thing.
Thank you.
But if I did, you're welcome. Because your life is changed.
That's the OJ. If I did it.
If I did, this is how I would have done it.
I'm so glad you were safe and well.
Thank you. I also like to point out the irony or hypocrisy of me calling out you for being late when I am notoriously bad. I have very strong issues with time management, which stems from ADHD and poor planning. And I struggle to get places on time.
See, what you need is more like what I've got, which is intense anxiety. So I have to get everywhere early and then wait in my car for 10 minutes.
I think the worst thing is that I have intense anxiety about being places. Like, I need to be places early, but Scott could not care less. He's like, don't worry about it. GPS says we're bang on time. And the GPS is always wrong. Always wrong.
It's so annoying because, like, you get there 5 minutes after when you were meant to. Like, you say it's a party or something.
Yeah.
No one cares.
No one cares.
In your head, you like, on the way there, you're like, I'm 3 minutes late.
Everyone's going to be like, where are they?
I do have anxiety when I'm in the car and I realize I'm running late. That's when the anxiety kicks in.
Yeah.
I'm like, I was meant to be there half an hour ago. How did this happen? How am I just getting in the car now for a place that is 40 minutes away?
Yeah. This happened last night, you know, when I, because I'm like super generous. So I went to pick Scott up after work.
He's a very beautiful man. Yeah.
And
because you're all working together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And cool. So I was picking you up at 8 from this place, right? And then I left at like 10 minutes to 8. And it was 15 minutes to get there. And I was like, oh no, like I'm going to make him wait 5 minutes.
And I was beating myself up.
you call
and Matt answer the phone with, I'm on my way.
Like, I'm coming, I'm almost there. And then he's like, no, it's this totally different place and I'm going to be an hour later. Like, okay, I'm just going to go there and wait.
Yeah, it was very nice. It was very calm when I arrived. I think it's because of that, because he had 40 minutes to wait.
Oh, that's so good. What do you do in your car?
I've been listening to audio books and I play games on my phone. And I advertise myself.
You advertise yourself? You just walk down the streets and be like, have you guys heard of the Party of Apes podcast?
No, it's on my phone. I don't walk down the streets. I'm not a psychopath. I'm an introvert.
He's not going to drive past people, slow down. Like, hey, pretty lady. Have you heard about the Party of Apes podcast?
My lateness is so bad that for a very good long stretch there, I would always miss the first 5 minutes of a movie.
Were you born late?
Yes. Oh. Actually, wow. I'm pretty sure I was 2 weeks late.
2 weeks?
Yeah. I had a full head of hair. And I'm pretty sure I was born two weeks late. I was just a very lazy baby.
Did you
just
have hair when you were born?
I don't know.
I did.
I had hair when I was born.
I had blonde hair when I was like a child.
I had little curly noodles on my head.
I was blonde.
Same. I was also blonde.
I was brunette still, but I had blue eyes.
Your eye color changed?
Yeah, eye color changed.
Does that happen?
Yeah, yeah. Most babies are born with blue eyes.
And then
they just grow out of it. Like,
They're like normal people. They're like, oh,
listening, you've still got blue eyes as an adult, grow up.
Most of us hear about like Hitler's problematic views on blonde hair and blue eyes. Well, we've got to change that. Yeah.
What color are my eyes?
Blue.
Are they?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can never remember. For real, genuinely.
No.
Yeah.
Stop.
I don't know what color my eyes are.
Do you just forget your face after looking in the mirror?
I don't have a mirror.
At all?
No. Legit? I don't have a mirror at home because I had to get the bathroom repainted.
And then, you painted over the mirror?
No, I took the mirror off the wall so that they could paint over it. And my landlord was like, oh, yeah, we'll just replace it with a better one that's not all moldy and falling apart. And I was like, cool. And they just never did. So I just don't have a mirror in the bathroom. So I don't know what I look like most of the time. It's good. It's kind of freeing.
I'm fascinated by this, though. Do you actually not know what eye color you?
Yes. That's 100% serious.
But you had that eye color your whole life.
Yeah.
You haven't not had a mirror your whole life.
Yeah. But because sometimes I think they're greenish or like gray.
Oh, yeah. Like they're like gray, blue. Like gray blue, and I'd like, say.
Depends on the light. So I'm always like, I don't actually know.
When I was younger in high school, because I have brown eyes, which go quite light brown sometimes.
Scott's one of those people that are like, no, I've got brown eyes, but they change. They change when I'm outside and when I'm angry and when I cry.
They go red.
Hazel red. You're already making fun of me and you're going to have way more fuel to make fun of me about. The Twilight movie came out when I was in high school. And in Twilight, the movie, the vampires have like light brownish eyes, which means that vegan?
Yeah, they don't eat. They don't eat human blood.
If they don't have human blood, they have golden eyes, like very light, bright brown eyes, essentially in the movie. And then someone said to me, "It's like, oh, Scott, you have really light brown eyes, like the vampires in Twilight." And me, being who I was as a high schooler and just always wanting to be popular and to be connected to something that is popular,
that
was like. Cool.
It's common theme.
Common theme amongst all my stories. I was like, that's great. And then
that's why I always covered yourself in glitter at school.
No, wait. That's not it. I'm like, it's worse. So I around the same time also heard that apparently after crying, your eyes appear brighter because like it washes out a lot of things. which is apparently like a true. You like look at it. Like after crying, your eyes do appear brighter.
It's because you're like the whites of your eyes are like red.
Yeah, probably like darker around your eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eyelids. So I would often just try and make myself cry to make my eyes brighter so I looked more like a vampire from Twilight.
What a loser. So much of a loser, you didn't actually cry. You made yourself cry.
Just so you looked. Why does Scott always smell like onions?
No, like I was an actor. I'd go to the bathroom and look at myself in the mirror and make myself cry and then out I go. And I'm
Is this when you got brighter. Into acting?
I've been into acting from a disgustingly young age. I've been really insufferable my whole life.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a thing. That was a thing that I did. It only mildly worked. And then Twilight became very unpopular after the first movie. And so I had to find something else to make myself popular.
When I was a kid, I got scared that I accidentally called out to vampires and they were going to come and turn me into a vampire.
Why? Who did you call out to?
Well, there's this movie. I don't know if we'll cut this. We'll see. There's this movie. I forget what it's called, Little Vampire or something. And it's from with the kid from Stuart Little. And he makes friends with the vampire.
Oh, my God. I completely forgot that movie existed.
I loved that movie.
Yeah.
And they do that whistle.
Yep.
And I was in the backyard one time. The sun was going down. And I was doing that whistle. And then, like, there's some bird noise or whatever. And I was like, oh no, I've summoned the vampires are coming. It's like run back inside. I'm like, oh no. And that was scary.
And then Scott came to your door.
I've been crying. Do I look like a vampire?
Last week on Apes on Surface.
Hey, so I'm going to have like a big old party at my dorm after this. So maybe if you guys just want to come on over, it'll be great. Don't be late.
Yeah.
I'll go to sorority girls, I guess.
I really want to go to that party, but I can't because I wasn't invited in.
Me neither.
This is where vampires, you see.
Yeah.
I don't know. Those two just act really weird all the time, and I just don't want them at the party.
Come on, Bruce. Just let him come through.
Okay, just this once. I hope nothing bad happens.
Hey, let's do some bad.
Yeah, let's do something really bad at this party and make it like, you know, what am I? Make them pay for all the parties that we weren't invited to.
Yeah, I'm going to eat the dog.
What will happen at this college? Will the vampires be invited to the party? Will they cause havoc? Who will die? Who will be made into vampire spawn? Join us this week and find out. Silence, ghosts!
Sorry, master.
Do you think this party rocks or do you think it sucks?
I don't know, man. It kind of like sucks. Like, there's no beer. There's no chicks right now. Like, we asked the sorority girls to come and they went, okay, tee hee hee, and then just ran off. And I don't know what that fucking means.
We're in a small college apartment.
Only two people are in the room, Dale and Gail.
There is a plethora of alcohol that is stacked up on the wall and filled in the fridge and in those baskets with ice in them. Enough to feed a whole party.
Like, I don't know why we got all this alcohol and no beers.
Dale, I think it's a bust. I think you busted this, man.
Gail, no, don't say that, man. Like, I did my best. I sent out the flyers. I went up to the girls. I said, hey, come back to the apartment. Oh, the flyers, man.
What did you do with the flyers, Dale?
The flyers.
What?
Oh, shit.
What?
No, I gave them. Look, I'm going to be honest. I know I said I handed them out to everyone, but I think I just gave them to those, like, you know, those dudes that are always hanging around in the hallways going.
Dale, you're such an idiot.
Like, I was like, dudes, you guys want to earn a couple beers? And then I gave them the job, and they clearly haven't done a good job. I mean, no one's here.
Dale, we are the kings of this college, right? And now because of you, we might be just as nerdy as those dweebs.
I thought because we're the kings, they could just be seen as like our men. Like lackeys.
That's a really archaic way of looking at people, Dale.
You just said king. Like, a king's not fucking archaic. I'm sorry. I'm getting heated. I've dropped a lot of F-bombs, and I know that, and I'm sorry. I'm dealing with it.
That's okay. I've dropped a lot of Jaeger bombs. I'm very drunk right now.
Gail.
Yeah, Dale.
It would be weird if we kissed right now.
Right now, Dale.
Right now, Gail.
But there's nobody around. There's no one to laugh and be like, oh, those two dudes
kissed. Oh, yeah,
just
no,
kissed.
We do it because of the laughs. Yeah, no.
Yeah, that, otherwise yeah. It's just two dudes kissing without an audience.
Otherwise it's just two
dudes.
That
ain't
dudes.
Funny.
No, and even though we feel very safe together, it just isn't funny.
Okay. There's a,
oh, God.
Party people. Maybe it's time for a party. Let's go to the front door. Oh, it's you two.
Hey.
Hi there.
We're here for the party.
Part time. Come on.
Where's your dog?
Guys.
Dale.
Guys, before we let you in, like, no, guys, we can't
hey,
let
oh,
you
hey, actually,
in.
Before you say anything, here are all your flyers.
No, what the hell, guys? You didn't hand
we kept
these out?
Them safe for you.
No,
yeah.
You meant
no,
to
you
hand,
meant
them,
to hand
out.
Them out.
I know.
Dale, look what you've done. You've ruined the party.
Dale, it wasn't my
because
fault.
Because of you, these dweebs are now standing at our door.
Hello.
They're the only people coming to our party. You know what? I'm done with this. I'm going to my room. I'm going to watch Pornhub, and I'm going to cry myself to sleep.
That's bad. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Gail, stop.
I'm not listening to both of you dweebs.
Well, I'm sorry that we were late, but like, I don't think we should be treated this way.
Gail.
Where are you going?
Why is he slapping the walls as he walks?
I'm angry.
He's a weird boy. Mm. Hello, my name's Victor.
Hi. Hey, Victor. Hey.
Vladimir.
Vladimir. Hey, look, guys, I can't let you in for the party because the party's not happening because you didn't hand out the flyers. Like, why wouldn't you hand out the flyers?
We gotta chuck them out there now.
Yeah, we can go give them out now.
Well, yes. There's no point now. Now I've got to make a whole new flyer saying
well,
that it's
like,
next
there's
Saturday.
There's a party going on like across the road or somewhere.
Yeah, across the road.
But we can go out and hand out the flyers.
Hear that loud music?
Sorority party! Sorority! Woohoo!
Some kind of
it's a sorority, guys. They had this stellar idea for a party. I invited them to our party and then they go take their own party.
Yeah, they got us to hand all their flyers.
Oh, God, and they've got wet t-shirts.
We handed out their flyers today.
Yeah.
Really good flyers.
Mm.
You handed out their flyers?
Yeah, they asked us to.
Yeah, they said they didn't just throw them at us and said, deal with this. They handed it to us and said, hey, do you mind passing these out? And
gave us some money as well.
All right, Vladimir. All right. What was your name again?
My name? Victor. Yeah.
Victor and Vladimir?
Yeah.
Why? I don't know. I don't know why I didn't connect that before. Victor, Vladimir, it's very V.
We're brothers.
You're brothers?
Yeah. Brothers.
That makes it even worse.
Why?
Because, like, if you were going to name one kid, because one of you came first, and then the other one just got another V name. It sounded very
similar. We're twins.
Yeah. We're twins.
Yeah.
Oh, so they only had one name prepared, and they were like, oh, this one's kind of similar.
And then when the embryo splits, and they had to split the name.
What?
Well, originally our names were going to be Victor and Vladimir, but Victor, and then they split and then became V, and then we had Victor, and then Vladimir.
This is some real weird logic. Where are you guys from again?
Where we're from?
Australia?
Australia.
You're from Australia?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
I guess that's somewhere I've never been. Okay. I tell you what, guys, the party over here is a bust. We're going to have to do this on another night, but we're going to go break into that sorority party. We're going to go crash it.
I don't know if we can break into places.
Why not?
We didn't get invited.
But I got invited. Surely if I get in there, I'll just be like, let them in because they're my friends.
Oh, if you get in and invite us in, we'll go in.
Like, that's...
Yeah.
I mean, have you guys ever crashed a party before?
No, not really.
Dude, stick with me.
There was that big, it was like, they were LARPing, you know, when they dress up as like,
oh yeah, where
villages.
They dress up as like, they do the role play thing.
Yeah,
like LARPing.
Yeah. And they like had pitchforks and fires and stakes. And
yeah. Stuff. Oh yeah. We totally weren't invited to that one,
like
but we jumped in
fair
and we joined.
Kind of
like
that, but like, it wasn't real. It wasn't like a real event that happened.
Yeah, it wasn't a real village.
Yeah, no, I know LARPing.
And
like,
there was a lot of people who died from that, but like, we weren't a part of that.
Yeah, we just
like,
it was
part
a
of the
story
game.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, we
it's
never
just
died.
Kind of fake. I don't think we ever went to that, actually.
Yeah, I don't think we were there.
Nah. We never have actually been to a party before, unless we're invited.
On your definition of party.
Yeah. We're a part of a party, but
yeah, we're like a party of two.
A party of dos. if you're Spanish.
Yeah, we've been to Spain.
We have been to Spain.
Well, we had a siesta there. Oh, that was asleep. That was asleep.
Asleep.
Fiesta.
Fiesta is a party.
Been to fiestas before.
Yeah, we've been there. We've been like in the same like area. We've never like been there. Like
you might have to teach us the ropes of partying. We're kind of just going there for the dog.
Yeah, is it a dog?
It's a sorority house. I don't even know if they're allowed a dog, dude.
Okay, we'll see.
We fly over the road to where the sorority party is taking place. The head of the sorority is having a conversation with the bouncer at the front door to make sure that no one else is in because they're at capacity.
Don't let anyone in, okay?
Yes, I get it.
We're at capacity in there.
Yeah, I understand.
No,
I'm not going to let anybody in.
Look at me, Jeremy.
Yes.
We're at capacity. No more. If a girl, like, we're going to role play this really quickly. I'm a hot girl and I come up to the party and I'm like, knock, knock.
Get in here.
No. No, Jeremy. We're at capacity.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this again. I'm a different hot girl, okay?
Nice.
I come up and I'm like, hey, Jeremy, it's me, Stacy from chemistry.
Yeah, I know you.
Yeah, can I come in?
Absolutely.
No, Jeremy.
Stacy, please.
Jeremy, we're at capacity. No, I'm not Stacy anymore. I'm Candace now.
From chemistry.
No, Stacy's from chemistry. I'm Candace. I'm head of the sorority. Jeremy, have you been drinking?
No, not drinking, no.
Jeremy, look, I don't care what you're on, but we're at capacity. No more people come in, okay? Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a different hot girl.
I'm a different hot girl.
No, not you, Jeremy. Okay. Let's just, what if a boy comes up? I'm a boy. Ooh, big man. Big man comes up. Let me in here, Jeremy.
Is he hot?
Yeah, he's kind of hot.
If he's kind of hot, we're kind of at capacity.
Okay, but he's very hot.
Ooh. We could just like, sneak in.
No, Jeremy!
Three uni students stumble out of the front door vomiting, and one of them sober. I'm taking these guys home.
No, I'm good.
No,
I'm
no.
Good.
Come with me. You're going home.
No, get out of here. We're at capacity. You can't even prove it.
We're at capacity. Get out.
I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry. These guys have been ruining your party. I'm taking them away.
Get them out. Thank you.
Hey, Cassidy. Candace, that's right. I just want to apologize for what happened in your mother's bedroom.
Oh, my God. Bruce, what did you do in my mother's
bedroom?
You
don't want to look there.
Wait, do you want to know what happened in your brother's bedroom or your mother's bedroom?
Wait, did something happen in my brother's bedroom?
Bye, Candace. I'm going. Bye.
How did they even get in there?
Hey, Candace, did you notice that guy's voice was like a little bit like Donald Trump? Did you notice that?
I kind of thought that, but then also like, I don't know if that was Donald Trump.
It might have been.
I mean, like, Bruce has like this weird backstory and I don't really, it's mysterious.
Yeah.
I'm down the street.
Vote for me. Please vote for me. Fake news. Fake news. My name's not Bruce. I'm not drunk.
Jeremy, okay.
Okay, I'll find some more people. I know what you want. I know what you want.
Three more people can come in, and then we're what? What are we?
Hot girls.
No, we're not hot girls. We're at capacity.
At capacity.
I can't waste my entire night just talking to you about
capacity.
Yeah,
let's go in and party.
No, Jeremy, you wait here.
All right.
Okay.
At capacity.
Okay, now hold still. Stay here.
Uh-huh.
I'm going inside. No, Jeremy, stay. I'm going inside.
Yeah, I know.
Candace runs inside of the house, sort of teetering on her high heels. As she goes in, we see a party of three, Vladimir,
Victor,
and Dale, approach the house.
Hey there. Well, maybe you should do the talking. How do we get past this big scary dude?
Yeah. Oh, that's not a big scary dude. That's Jeremy. Jeremy.
Oh, hello.
Jeremy, bro.
Hey,
where have you been?
Right here.
Jeremy.
This is where I am.
Jeremy, I told you yesterday at the party, dude, and you're over here at the sorority?
Yeah, I got invited to this party and the chicks are hotter here.
Dude, was it because of the flyers?
I didn't see any of... Oh, their flyers, yes.
Their flyers.
I never saw
Yeah,
you never
I
saw
remember,
flyers.
I gave you that flyer.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Dude, Jeremy, you gotta get us in there, man.
Well, I can only let three more people in.
There's three of us right here.
Yeah.
Just before they start to step in, three very hot girls approach the house.
Hey, Jeremy.
Ooh. Jeremy.
How are you,
Jeremy? Ladies. Remember us from class?
Yes.
Jeremy, I'm from chemistry. We do chemistry together.
Jeremy, we have chemistry together.
Jeremy, we could have chemistry together. I'm Maria. Yeah.
I'm Mason.
I'm Daya.
Hello, ladies. I do remember you all from chemistry because we're at college and I do chemistry as my major.
Well, could you do a little bit of chemistry and shake us all around and put us into this?
You're failing chemistry.
Let's make a compound.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's be like electrons that like go out of the atom.
Sorry, we've had a couple drinks.
Let's like split the atom and blow up this entire city.
You're coming on very strong.
Very strong.
I want to burn the world. You're at this party.
You're in dire straits, Dire.
You gotta let us in, Jeremy.
Well, unfortunately, I was only allowed to let three more people in.
What?
And you're letting these guys in?
These geeks?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi there. Well, they got here first.
Jeremy.
But I think there was also special provisions made for hot chicks, so.
Of course there was.
Yeah, there usually is, right?
Yeah, so we just go straight in.
Yeah, go on in.
Wait, no, you can't let them in, man. Like, I thought you said there was three more people. Where are the three people?
Yeah, but, like, someone will... So no one will know something.
Yeah, like, you know
if
what happens
people,
if there's
more people, it's harder to know how many people there are.
Okay, so let's go.
But that's, like, it's fine. Like, there are atoms that have, like, when they go over capacity, then they just become radioactive.
I like your neck. Can I say that?
Sure.
I like that neck.
You like?
You're a weirdo. I'm going to the party.
I'm going inside.
Yeah, well, we're allowed inside too. What will happen in the party? Will the V-boys... Will they find love? Will they find fiery passion that ends in bloodshed? Will the party implode under the pressure of so many people? Tune in after the break and find out. 10 o'clock off.
Does time seem to be getting away from you?
Hey, come back here, time.
Hey, where'd he go?
You can't catch me.
No, come back. Oh, it's got
away. Are you frequently late because you're trying to catch time?
Sorry, I'm late to this important meeting. Time got away from me.
Fire.
Come study at Mr. Minute's time organization, where you can control time instead of it controlling you.
You can't control me.
Now I can.
Yay.
Yay.
Clock died.
Mr. Minute.
Billy-ding.
Back at the party in the living room where it is going off. People are jumping up and down. Hot, sweaty bodies rub against each other.
Squish.
Everyone's pheromones, the smell.
Ooh, smelly.
Feels the air.
Smells
this is DJ. Everything's in slow motion. Everyone's beads of sweat flying through the air.
Splotch.
Landing on the vampire's tongues.
Victor. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go around the house and take all of the mirrors down. Okay.
Can you good idea.
Can you cover for me?
Yeah.
And just make sure you're not seen in one. And if they do see you and then they don't see you in the mirror, just blame them for being drunk and throw them out or something.
Say they're drunk.
Yeah, that's okay.
Hey, do we get drunk off their blood if it's got heaps of alcohol in it?
Yes. Yes, cool. We do.
Just get wasted.
So, no, just not too, just little sips. Little sips, okay?
Yeah.
And make sure you drink water in between.
Let's
everyone.
Get sippy.
Yeah. Sippy and then water in between.
Water in between.
And then make sure that you're not.
I'm going to find that dog.
Yeah. Yes. That is. But we might have to wait a little bit. You don't want to go straight onto the dog, but at least find the dog.
Yeah.
So we can then later come back to the dog.
Hey, I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
Is it like how the lights look in here? Can you tell that I've already bitten someone with blood running down my chin?
Yes, I can. Wipe that off.
There is an unconscious woman at his feet with blood dripping out of her neck as well.
What are you doing? What's, you need to do it small and silently and not... Let's get this body out of here.
Oh, my God. Look, Stacey's so wasted. She's so already drunk. Passed out.
I know.
She's crazy.
So
crazy.
Yeah, she's unconscious. We're all going to be unconscious. Well, not all of us, but most of you will be unconscious.
Yeah, because you're going to drink too much. But say, yeah, drink up.
You're
stay
weird
safe.
Dudes.
You're really weird, dude.
Hello.
Victor.
My name's
Victor. Yeah. Just got it. See how they're all acting?
Yeah.
Act more like them.
Okay.
And we can't make
you guys the weird.
You're weird. Anyway, we should probably pick Stacey up. I mean, these guys are like a little bit weird, right?
Like, yeah, that seems like the safe thing to do because we're about to just let two dudes drag
Stacey up. That's really,
really irresponsible.
She just needs to go into the bed, like take her to the mother.
Yeah, we're not going
to
let you take a drunk, unconscious woman to a bed. You goddamn perfect.
No, I wasn't. You can take her.
We'll take her.
Do you want me to come?
No.
Okay, that's okay.
That's weird. That's a weird question.
You go by yourself.
Do you need me to hold your hair back?
What? I'm not throwing up.
I'm not even drunk.
Where would someone do that?
In the bathroom, I guess.
I'm going to go wait in the bathroom because then when someone comes in, I'll say, I'll hold your hair.
You can't do that.
We're still here.
We're right here.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
We have to tell Candace that there's two weirdos in our house.
You're drunk. We're going to go tell Candace. Let's take Stacey
Stacey. They struggle and like pick Stacey up while one on
pick
each.
Her up, you drunk bitch.
Stank, I'm trying. You slut.
You're a whore.
They're using Stacey's hands to slap each other with. This is weird.
Fuck you.
This is a good distraction. Just let them do that.
Yeah, you do mirrors. I'm going to wait in the bathroom. Okay.
Yummy, take this with you because it might be hard to get the mirrors off. Just paint over them.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
We go across to Gale by himself upstairs in his frat house, in his bedroom, on his computer, realizing that the internet is down because it hasn't been paid again this month.
How am I going to express my emotions if I can't log on to Pornhub and get everything out?
This is horrible.
A knock on the window.
Who's there? He goes over to the window. Oh, it's a bird. Go away, bird. I'm trying to watch Pornhub and masturbate my feelings
bird.
Out. What?
Right next to the window, like it's almost stuck against the wall of the building, is a beautiful woman with jet black hair. I'm not a bird.
Are you Spider-Man?
No. What?
You're stuck against the wall. Are you Spider-Man?
No, I heard you're sad. Please.
I'm very sad.
Like a very sad boy.
I'm a very sad boy.
Would you like to go for a walk with me?
Everything inside of me saying that that's a bad idea because you seem to have supernatural powers and are stuck to a wall.
So is Spider-Man, but you seem to love him. I've noticed your bed sheets with the Spider-Man.
And I am also very aroused right now.
I've also noticed that.
I'll go for a walk. Yeah, let's go for a walk.
She reaches out her hand. And he takes it and she pulls him out of the window and does like a little run down the side.
This isn't a walk. This is a run. Oh, my God.
Oh, hold on, spider monkey.
Yes, I am a spider monkey, aren't I?
Oh.
Why are you so giggly?
No, I can't believe you fell for that.
Fell for what?
She sinks her teeth into his neck. And begins to drink his blood.
Oh, what the fuck? Yeah, what? Ow!
Here.
What was that?
I'm so sorry.
Why would you do that?
She bites into her thumb, letting a bit of her blood go. Oh, here, you have some of mine too. You have some of mine as well.
She is instantly drunk.
Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me. Don't be cheeky. Here, have some of mine. It'd be funny.
It's really weird, but okay.
He has suckling on her thumb, draining up some of her blood. Oh, this is going to be so crazy in the morning. You're going to wake up and you're going to be like, what?
I feel different.
Wow.
Real weird.
Wow. You look different. You look really good.
My eyes glowing?
I don't know. They look like you've been crying, but really good. Like, you look good. Like, you've been crying, but it's better.
Oh, that's what I always try and do. Every day before college, I go to my mirror and I look at myself and I see who I am and I make myself cry. And then my eyes are nice and bright and I go to college.
Oh, no. I don't think you'll be able to do that anymore.
Why?
We don't look in mirrors.
We cut back into the party.
And Vladimir and Victor are in the mother's room and they're walking around with a bucket of paint that was left from the guy that walked out before. And there's like handprints all over the walls and on the sheets and everything. And they're just using that paint to cover up the mirrors.
Okay. And then when all the girls are out of the brother's room, we'll go in there as well, make sure there's no mirrors in there.
Hey, do you smell that? It smells like Veronica's blood.
Really? Oh, gosh.
Is Veronica here?
It's very faint, so she must be pretty far away. That is her.
I didn't even know she was coming. I thought she was going to come like ages back, and then she must have just been late.
She's finally here. Oh, my gosh.
Family reunion.
Yes, it is her. Oh, what a better... No better place than a party with all of these young people.
And then Victor opens up the window and looks out and sees Veronica and Gail across the road. Veronica!
It is her? It's her?
Veronica!
Veronica!
Hi!
Hey, hello!
My brother!
Hello!
Dad!
Oh, you're related to them? Oh, no.
They're coming to the party.
Oh, yeah.
How did they get into that party? Oh, my God.
Why
do I feel like I can't die?
This is new member.
What?
New member alert.
Why? No, he's not.
Yeah.
Why?
No.
Why
he's, would you do that? Because there's such a sadness in his soul.
Why would you not come to us first before you go and mess up what we got going?
I'm going to be honest with you.
I don't want to be in any group that these guys are in. I'm going
to be honest with you. I'm trying to have a family reunion here. You're so rude.
Oh, my God.
I'll be honest with you guys. I didn't mean to challenge him. He's very fond of alcohol and I didn't realize. And then I got a little tipsy and I went, this would be funny. And now I'm a little bit more sober and I'm like, oh, this is not as funny as I thought it was.
Okay, just...
There's no way this guy's going to last through like the horror of changing.
Yeah, he's going to die.
He's going to die.
Why?
Like 100%. He's only like at the eye stage and he's already like, oh, my eyes.
That's why we liked hanging out with him, because being immortals, it's like so interesting to see somebody so frail and weak.
Yeah, he's so frail.
Why are you having this conversation as though I can't hear it? I'm hearing everything you say and it's really mean.
So his ears are already changing.
Well, that's good, but he's still going to die.
He's still going to die. Doesn't matter. I'm kind of shocked that he's gone so fast, though, in this process.
But once the seizure happens, then I think that's when.
He hasn't even had the seizure yet.
Okay. Why would I have it?
So deep breath. Smell all that?
Yeah.
All the ladies and gentlemen that is in this party.
It smells like really strong iron, like a blood smell.
But like good.
But like good, right?
Yeah. Why?
Vampires.
Oh my God.
And there's a dog here.
You guys are vampires?
Yes, there's a dog.
Dog is like delicacy for vampires.
I always knew you guys were weird, but I thought it was because you were nerds, not because you were vampires.
Yep, well, now you're part of it. So. Yeah.
Well, unless you die. We'll see.
Do you know what he meant?
If you do survive, all of the striving that you have to become really popular and really noticed will actually go away because no one will like you.
And also, you don't really want them to like you because they're like ants. Like, why would I care what ants think?
Yeah, and also, like, if you want to be famous, like, you can't do that anymore because then people will see that you don't age and things like that.
No reflection.
Real danger.
Why would you do this to me? Why?
I thought it would be funny.
I just thought you were a pretty girl in my bedroom window on the second floor helping me, and now you did this to me?
Yeah.
Why? I hate you guys. I'm running away.
Why is he hitting all the cars as he's running away?
Veronica, get over here right now.
Okay. She flies in through the window.
Veronica, you know what happened last time when you did this?
Yes, it's very funny.
We barely survived because the village turned on us and figured out where we, who we were.
But Keanu Reeves is doing very well for himself.
That's true.
That is true, but I think that's like an exception to the rule where we were not in on this. We haven't set, it's not set up right. He's a best friend who's going to definitely recognize the change, so well, unless we change him as well.
No, we can't change both of them. That's so annoying. I already gave some of my blood.
Oh.
You do it.
Okay.
You do it. Please. Oh, God, I don't want to.
Why do you
again.
Have to ruin the family reunion with cause it making drama, just messing things up and getting it, here late?
I thought it would be like, oh, cause a little drama. Do a little, oh. Be funny, cause some drama, something to talk about. We laugh later and we're like, do you remember when Veronica did this? She's crazy, she's off the hook.
I getcha. That will be a funny story in a few million years, but right now it's...
Yeah, like, do you remember when we changed him? Like, that was funny.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
I was pretty funny.
It was pretty funny.
I didn't like it. I didn't feel good.
But in hindsight, you're like, oh, this is pretty funny.
I mean, it's funny in the way that, like, life is funny, how in the way that life doesn't end and pain is perpetual.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah,
it's
not funny like that.
Because, like,
yeah.
I changed your brother, and then I'm like, oh, you guys are twins. We gotta make a match. And, oh, it's funny.
It's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny.
And it was like, you know, our whole family had died.
Yeah.
And we were in a little village, little farm down
from
in.
Werewolves.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But now look at us here. And we have a few things that we have to get through because Victor bit
what?
A lady and they're in the brother's bedroom.
Oh, this is fine. We just give her blood and she challenges as well. You don't like this idea. I can get it from her face. You don't like the idea. I get it. I'm a little bit of wild card.
Well, they're not letting guys in. So that's actually great. If you go into the brother's room where there's, I think there's three girls there.
Yeah.
And you just do that. Give her some
lifeblood. Give her some blood.
Yeah.
I was joking. No.
Go do it.
I don't want to. I can't just stick my thumb into a strange girl's mouth. They don't like it.
After the break, we will find out who becomes a vampire. Who will find out about the vampires and wants them dead? Who will find this delicious little puppy dog and eat it? I cannot wait to find it out. Tune in after the break.
Do you want sparkly eyes?
Spilly bing bong bong. Bing 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 bing. Oh yeah!
An image of an eye with a salt grain falling from the sky like a comet down around the earth. The eye turns into the earth. The salt grain floods into the ocean.
Baby, put salt in your eyes.
The ocean floods into into space, and the earth becomes a molten wasteland, red, with this crater in the middle, bright blue, a big hole down to the center of the earth, where there is a bright flame that shoots a laser to the sun and explodes it. Your eyes could do this to a woman. Salt. Assault them.
Baby, put that salt in your eyes.
Batman salt.
We don't condone that.
Sorry. I condone that one. Yeah,
I feel like the way that ended sounded like it was like maybe you should assault women.
No.
Assault your eyes to... Get attract women. Attract women.
Yeah. That is
put
it.
Put salt
just
in your
eyes. Written.
Just
written.
A disclaimer.
Yeah.
Disclaimer, we are just reading scripts as always.
In the brother's room, the three ladies recognize that there's something wrong with Stacy, who is dying.
and has woken, no longer drunk, but sober with the thought of death. She is on the wall screaming screaming for help. The other girls don't know what to do.
My God, what Stacey,
do I do?
What's wrong?
I don't know what to
do. I don't know what to do. Oh, Stacey, it's hurting my ears. What's going on?
Stacey, stop it. Stacey, you're scaring
me,
Stacey.
I'm scared. I'm scared. There's a knock at the door.
Come in.
The door swings open and Veronica stands on the other side. Oh, hello, fellow ladies. Welcome. I'm not welcome. Will you welcome me into this room?
Yeah, can you help her?
Yeah, of course. Veronica kneels down in front of Stacey, locking eyes with her. Her eyes become hypnotic. Oh, no, I get it. My friend had this as well, but you got to sort of bring them down to earth. And you got to do this. Reluctantly, Veronica puts her thumb into Stacey's mouth.
Ooh.
She begins to suckle on
Ew.
It.
Ew.
Oh, Stacey, what are you doing?
That's disgusting.
That's disgusting. Oh, no, but she's calming down. Mm-hmm. And she looks really sleepy.
Oh, sleepy.
Stacey begins to drift off to sleep with Veronica's thumb still in her mouth. Veronica looks very weak. It's just a lot of blood. She took a lot of blood from me.
Yep, yep, yep.
Oh, this was bad.
Oh, no, do you need blood? Do you need my blood?
Are you offering me your blood?
I mean, it helped her to have yours. Maybe it'll help you to have mine.
Oh, my God.
And then if you have too much blood, lose too much blood, you can have some of my blood.
Yeah, here you go.
Why don't we all just do a blood circle?
Are you girls
Did somebody say blood circle?
Come on in, girls.
Oh, my God.
We're doing blood circle. Yay. Yes, yes. We're doing blood circle. Yay. Yes, yes.
The whole
yes.
party fills the room.
Just the girls.
On the outside, we see the two V brothers looking in at this blood circle that's forming in the room with, like, envious eyes.
This is getting out of hand.
Vlad.
Yeah.
Do you know what this means, though?
We can go get the dog.
Dog. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's get that dog.
As they go get the dog, the blood circle begins and all of the girls start to slowly change into vampires because they're all connecting and sharing the vampire blood, creating a new vampire pact at the sorority.
Ooh, I feel different. My eyes feel shiny.
Oh. I'm like so gonna kill someone.
I can smell so much iron and it makes me feel so much hungrier.
Oh my, oh my goodness, where is the dog?
Where's the dog?
They begin to run out of the house all going, where's
the
dog?
Through the window. Scrolling down up on the side of the building.
In the living room, Dale is sat on the couch with a beer as he's patting the dog next to him on the couch.
And he's got a red bite mark on his hand from the dog.
Yeah.
And then as he's sitting there, Dale bursts into the door of the sorority house, slapping every single wall as he walks in.
Oh, my God. Gail, you made it. Did you get my text messages, dude?
Yeah, it said, oh my God, a dog just bit me. It hurts.
It hurts so goddamn bad. Look at it. I think it might be infected.
Dale.
I don't know how already, but like it burns.
Dale.
Like something's going on. I feel it in my heart.
Dale, I was bit too.
What?
Yeah.
By what? Like a dog? Was it dog need to be put down?
I think I was bit by like a vampire chick.
Dude, this dog's fucking...
Why does that dog have red... Oh my God.
I don't even know how this dog got so big. Like, what does Candace feed this dog?
Dale, I'm going to tell you a lot of information right now, and you're just going to have to deal with it, okay? I was bit by a vampire woman. I'm pretty sure I'm now a vampire. You seem to have been bit by a werewolf, which is my mortal enemy. We now are going to be enemies for the rest of our lives because of this werewolf dog.
What? No, that dude, you're pulling my leg.
No, I'm not. Look at it. He's just transformed into a full werewolf man.
Okay, he's like a werewolf man, sure, and he bit me, sure, but that doesn't mean I'm a werewolf. Dale begins his transformation into a werewolf.
And Gale starts transforming into a bat.
But like a big one.
Like a humanoid bat. Like a humanoid scary vampire, a huge bat.
Vlad and Victor run in.
Not another war.
No. See, I told you this would happen, Veronica. I don't want to be a part of it this time.
Boys, yeah, I think I did something. There is also a sorority that is now vampire.
Oh, real what?
There's also a couple of werewolves down here as
well. Oh, my God. What is this house that has werewolves? I mean, whose house is this even?
I think how about we just fly away.
Yeah, let it be.
I'm sure Mom and Dad will understand.
No, they're fine. Know. They're like in...
Yeah, this is like a self-solving problem.
It's like if we just leave this because they're going to kill each other and then we're just not here.
Let's just not here. Maybe let's just not tell anyone and just get out of here.
Let's just get out of here.
They sneak out the front door, and as they sneak out, we see storm clouds start forming over this one house, and lightning striking it, and howls and screeches of vampire bats.
Next time on Apes on Surface.
You were meant to be my brother.
You were meant to be my friend.
You were meant to die.
Oh my gosh, let's totally rip them to shreds.
Let's go. Oh my God, guys, stop it. That's my mom's good china.
This summer, coming to a theater near you, Vampires vs. Werewolves in college.
Oh, damn it. They made a flipping movie about it.
Can't have anything good these days.
Yeah.
Hey, how about this dog though? Yum.
Yum, babe.
Tasty.
Wow.
Wow.
That was messed up.
We got werewolves. We've got vampires.
We got it all, baby.
That's right. Apes on the Airways has everything for all of your entertainment needs.
Yeah. That's so true.
Yeah.
Whoa. Stay away from them. Stay away from the werewolves and the vampires. We just showed you the very danger of them.
You don't know. Your dog could be a werewolf.
Your dog could be a werewolf.
Mm-hmm. And your bat could be a vampire.
Exactly. Mm. You own a bat. That's weird.
Most people do. The majority of people on Earth. Mm. Anyway.
That's a story for another time, but that story was for today, and we really hope you enjoyed it, and we really hope to see you at our live show on the 23rd.
Yeah. Remember, Tree
Theater.
Go into our socials or just look at the description of this. There will be a link to our tickets.
That's pretty cool.
Promo code APES! That's a capital APES with an exclamation mark at the end. That's a $20 ticket. Or CHIMPS with a capital C and a question mark at the end. Gives you $50.
Please don't be late. We will start without you.
But do send us an email at podcast@partyofapes.com. I want to hear about like your cool, like supernatural experiences.
Okay. So
not you. Not you, never you.
Positive and negative, please. Not all dark stuff. We want some light.
We want some a nice vampire.
Yeah, nice vampire who gave blood to save a life.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, that's what they do when they transform someone. They give blood.
True.
I think you're a werewolf
that was a part of the police academy and ripped to shreds criminals for doing really bad stuff.
In police academy, at least the ones I saw, they weren't any werewolves.
No. Or a ghost who solves crimes.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. And thank you so much for being here and supporting us despite our insanity.
Yeah.
See you all next week.
See you next week, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.